Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning out there. This is Home Show Garden Pros, like the nice man said, on Sports Radio 610. We talk gardening. That's what we do. We chat through stuff. We love talking plants. If you want any plant recommendations for shrubs or anything like that, you know, types of azaleas, we love that stuff. Veggie stuff. We talk all things gardening. And so that's what we do. Lawns, veggie beds, big shade trees, all that stuff. So, and, you know, we love talking to you. 281-496-5711. And we are very confident in our ability to kind of dish out great gardening knowledge because every week we have one of our co-op members in, a knowledge specialist, an expert in this field. And Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and now Kingwood Garden Center is here with us. Hi, Diane.
Hey, good morning, Danny.
Good.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, but I think we're all hanging in there.
Yes.
Lots of great plants coming up for summer, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, I've been talking with people a lot about, I feel like a lot of people give up gardening in the summer, and you don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hot, that's all. You know what I mean? You can take precautions to that, but there's a lot of plants to grow in the summer, not just grass. Or, like, forget about the veggie garden. I mean, there's a lot going on out there, so.
Yeah, I call it the time for Texas tough perennials. So there's lots of things that are flame-proof.
T-cubed. I like that. Or TTP.
Yeah.
Texas tough perennials. The time for okay, well, I don't want to get into too many letters here. It's not a home show. Letters, pros. Anywho, Diane Bolanowski, she is a knowledge specialist. So, you know, all your questions you got. Whenever Diane's on, I always pick her mind about like pollinators and habitat gardening and stuff like that. And I'm going to do some of that today. And so that's something I would invite you to pick her mind about because she knows a ton about it. And so if you're like, how do I get more caterpillars in my gardens? Or which caterpillars are good? She can help you. So she can help you a lot. How's everything going over at Warren's and Kingwood?
It's really going great. We've been really busy, and it's just great to see people getting out and gardening. We've got lots of new gardeners who are addicted. Mm-hmm. So some of the new customers we've had, they're coming in 2 and 3 times a week, and that's great to see because it is. It's, you know, once you really get into gardening, whatever aspect of it, there's so many, if it's succulents or veggie gardening, it really is therapeutic, and I really think people are kind of seeing that engaging in nature is a good thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, the only danger is with gardening is, you know, is that you can't control things as closely as you want sometimes. You know what I mean? And so it's like people, it's really wonderful mind, body, and spirit, as far as I'm concerned, because it's like literally the one thing that it teaches you, no matter what, is patience. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like,
yes.
Every single time you're going to learn patience. You may be learning all about, you know, growing hostas or, you know, amaryllis or tomatoes or getting more out of your pecan tree, but you're going to have to learn to just wait.
This is true. And I think you learn a lot about life actually gardening.
For
so,
sure.
You know, the patience part and the, you know, accepting that everything has a beautiful time and, you know, sometimes things don't look so great.
Right.
Just like humans, we go through the same kind of thing. You know, and accepting you can't control every little disease or bug that's in the garden. And I don't want to personally.
Well,
I
think that's incredible because on top of that, it's like, okay, here's a bug in the garden. Can I control it or not? Well, maybe you actually want to encourage it, you know?
Like, right.
Maybe that thing is actually like really good for your garden. I mean, we've seen a lot of like, you know, more birds. New beginners are starting to see more birds, right? And I think the myth out there is that birds like to eat your tomatoes.
They like to eat my peppers, actually.
Oh, really? They go after your peppers?
That's okay. There's always too many peppers.
Yeah, I got so many hot peppers in my house. But birds, they drink your tomatoes often.
Yes.
And so it's like, you know, you provide some bird baths because you know what birds, a lot of birds like to eat? Pest
water.
Bugs.
Or,
they like to eat pest bugs.
You yes.
know? So it's like, there's a reason you want some birds in the area. Anyway, I digress. There's so much. It's a very rich hobby also. You know what I mean? There's so many layers to it. And that's also what makes me grateful about having people like you on, Diane, is that we get to talk through some of the stuff and really get a little bit deeper. You know, we're not holding back knowledge. We're not pretending just because you're new at gardening out there that you can't do it because you can do it. I mean, I heard an ad talking about how gardening's so hard, but it's not hard. You know what I mean?
It's not.
It's not hard. And so Diane's here to help it be easier, help you guys connect with it more. And we're here to help you do it as well as you can. There are some simple principles that Diane and I abide by, and Zach later on when he's on, we abide by. And it's that if you have soil health, you got a lot going for you.
Yes. I mean, it's all about the soil, really. That's key. And so if you focus there, success will follow, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Diane Bilowski is here for your problems, help you out in the garden. She wants to help you out. 281-496-5711. You know, call us, you know, grass. Is it grass? 281-496-5711. Maybe it's trees. Maybe it's trees. 281-496-5711. We're here to help. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. We've implemented curbside pickup for your convenience, but you're more than welcome to do shopping at your leisure. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now back to Diane and Danny.
Diane and Danny. Diane is here from the new conglomerate up there in Kingwood. Kingwood Garden Center was recently kind of management shift over to the Warren Southern Gardens crew, which is a great shift for them. I mean, you guys really know what you're doing at Warren's, and so super excited to know that kind of a known garden center is transitioning to excellence. And so what are some changes that are happening at Kingwood?
Oh, you know, it really looks great. We've done a lot, you know, physically or aesthetically to the nursery. And, you know, we paved the nursery. And it's really neat to me because both are community nurseries here in Kingwood. And we just have, you know, two very different sort of customer sets. And people have been used to going to Kingwood for years. And so I think it's really exciting for them because it's their, you know, it's their neighborhood nursery.
Right, right.
So I think they're enjoying the new changes. And, you know, enjoying having the option. Sometimes if we sell out of something at one of the nurseries, we're close enough that you can, you know, pop over to the other location. And they both have a very different different feel to them. So I think that's a neat thing about it also.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's really great. I mean, Kingwood Garden Center is just so, like, in a neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there. Like, really is just a little bitty. Warren's, I feel like it's like this showpiece where you're driving by on North Park and, you know, like it calls you in. Not siren song, but not like that. You're like, okay, I have to stop here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Kingwood is like this very neighborhoody spot. They are very different textures, but you guys know your plants so well that it's exciting to just for someone, for another nursery center to another garden center to step up into the kind of, you know, top notch level like you guys are is just exciting. It's better for Houston. So
yeah.
And especially for
Kingwood. We are very excited about it.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. Well, you sort of gave a tease to one of the topics I cover. Of course, you know, I want people to know we always do the email question of the day when we start the show. But the lead into that is that we've got this really great website, homeshowgardenpros.com, that has these cool buttons. One is the Listen Now button, and that is where you can actually listen to it. So, you know, you got your friend who's a new gardener, and they're like, I don't know where to turn to for advice. Well, this is the spot. We love giving advice. There's no advice we don't want to give. No question too beginnery. We love those. And we got a couple experts sitting here, so we can help you out with that. But that website, homeshowgardenpros.com, Listen Now button, plays the live show, but also plays the last two shows on a loop. There are podcasts on Spotify and iTunes, Apple Podcasts, all the places that you'd normally find podcasts. And we also a very active Facebook page, kind of community there. Great place to ask questions. Another great place to ask questions is the Ask a Pro button on the website. And so every week I lift up one question from the questions I get. And so, Diane, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Joseph asks, we have not mulched our trees, shrubs, or garden areas in the past few years because it's built up so much. We turned it over with shovels. Is it time to mulch again? If so, what mulch would you use? Does mulch provide nutrients to the soil? We usually put down an inch of mulch. Is that enough?
Yeah. Well, I always say always use mulch. You can also compost top dress. That's a really good thing, too. And sometimes it just depends on what it is. I'll compost top dress instead. I like cotton burr compost because it's chunky and it adds humic acid to the soil and, you know, contributes to better drainage. So sometimes with trees, I'll use compost. And it's a great time to do it. I would go ahead and do it. An inch is plenty. Sometimes I'll do a little bit less and I'll just make sure to do it twice a year. But I just like to make sure that people understand that you don't want to have the mulch up against the trunk of the tree or the base of the shrub. But yeah, it's a great time. It doesn't, I mean, I don't really think it adds nutrients to the soil. It contributes overall to the texture as it breaks down. It kind of depends on what the mulch is. But I like to use hardwood mulch, cedar mulch if I can. I'm not so big on pine bark mulch just because it can get kind of messy when we have our storms and such.
Absolutely.
Do you think, Danny?
Well, you kind of said them in order of nutrient additive too, compost to hardwood mulch. to cedar mulch to pine bark mulch. You know what I mean? Like compost is going to be the most nutritious. Yeah. Usually hardwood mulch is like a combination, or native hardwood mulch, a combination of different trees, mostly branches and stems and stuff, and that can be pretty nutritious. But one thing I really appreciated you talking about using compost as mulch is because that's universal, right? Diane, you know, you can put that on your veggie bed or your fruit tree, you know, or your oak tree, where hardwood mulch maybe isn't appropriate for every situation. You know, like your veggie beds don't put hardwood mulch on your veggie beds.
Right, right.
And so, Cottonwood compost is great. Some people really, I mulch my beds with leaves, just leaves that my neighbors are putting out on the street. Two of my neighbors know to just bring their leaves over to my driveway. But a lot of people swear by pine straw for veggie gardens. But I would definitely encourage people not to use native hardwood mulch on their veggie beds. And so you have any other thoughts about those other two, the just kind of fluffier, lighter veggie bed mulches?
Yeah, I mean, with the veggie bed mulches, I rarely use regular mulch. I will use either leaf mold compost or cotton burr. Cedar, you know, some people like to use cedar in certain beds because it does help keep pest issues down.
Right.
So that's a good, you know, that's a great thing.
Cypress mulch doesn't float. And so if you can get some cypress mulch, that's something that it won't float away if you've got kind of a bed near a watery space.
True. And I don't really like the chips much, but that's just me. And I'm not big on the red dyed mulch or the dyed mulches overall. To me, the red mulch, I just think it takes away from the color of the plants. You know, I want to, I don't know, but maybe it's just an aesthetic thing, but not real big on that. But
it's also really bad for plant roots generally. I mean, I'm sure someday they'll come up with a dyed mulch that serves also as a fertilizer, but until that day comes, dyed mulch is bad for your plant roots. And, you know, it's sort of like an important part of the plant health is the roots. So, I like your idea. Always use mulch. I'm going to go ahead and make it always be mulching. and so that is so true that you really don't want soil exposed to the elements at any time.
True. And, you know, I like what you said about the leaves. Don't throw away your leaves. I moved into a house a long time ago in the Heights when I first started gardening, and there happened to be a pond in the backyard. And I was just in heaven because the leaf mold compost that I was able to, you know, gather from that pond area and other parts of the, because someone actually had a beautiful garden there before me. That was one of my best gardens ever. So don't throw away your leaves because leaf mold compost is wonderful.
Yeah, this last thing I'll kind of add to that before we take a little break, but I recently built a new 4x4 compost bin that's 3.5 feet tall. So that's exactly 2 yards, for those of you wondering out there. And I got all these bags of leaves all over the neighborhood to fill up. And I filled it up and was like, all right, great. It was like 25 bags or something like that. And then 3 weeks later, it's like halfway full. You know what I mean? It all started decomposing so quickly. It's like I can't get enough leaves to fill this in. And we're doing a wildflower space in back that we're going to talk about later. And that took a lot of leaves and they're already kind of turning into soil, you know? So it happens pretty quickly. And you do want your mulch to turn into soil. That is good. That is a good thing.
So, right, exactly. Yeah.
And we'll hit a little bit more on some of the values of mulch after this quick break. 281-496-5711. We hear from you. Mike, we're definitely going to get to you after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Do you have caterpillars and other worm-type insects eating your garden? Monterey BT is a naturally occurring insecticide that's OMRI listed for organic gardening. Monterey BT is very effective in stopping these persistent pests from damaging your plants. Monterey BT can be used on ornamentals, trees, fruits, and vegetables. It will not harm birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Monterey BT can be used up to day of harvest. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, we are talking gardening because that's what we do. It's Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. We got a great chance to talk to John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Been outside a lot this week, and it's been hot.
Yes, it has. Vitamin D makes you healthy.
That's good. And, you know, a little sweat makes you drink more water. That's good, too. So, you know, personal care I got, you know, I can take care of repairing my body. But what about the garden? How do I focus on summer garden repair?
Oh, that's a tough one. Hopefully everything you did back in the spring is going on. You continue on. Oh. But there's some little things we can do to make the garden more resilient to the heat. And the first one, we just mow tall. What, St. Augustine grass should never be cut less than 4 inches. And when it's tall, it's thick, it shades and chokes out the weeds. You use 70-80% less water. So that's the first easy one.
Yeah, that's nice.
And in some cases, like you and I and a few others I know, since we started talking about it, I've bet about 20 people hadn't watered their yard since the drought of 2011.
That is awesome. You know, we are getting a lot of new gardeners calling the show, and a lot of them haven't started with kind of our protocol, our kind of ecological approach that we use.
Uh-huh.
So let's say they started with poor soil and not great fertilizer, but now they've changed their mind. What are two steps they can do to do summer repair for those beds that are definitely going to be struggling?
Two main things. One, top dress of compost, a good quality compost.
Okay.
Between a quarter and a half inch thick, it acts like a mulch. It stops the evaporation of water out of the soil, keeps the soil cooler so the roots can grow. And as the microbes work, they loosen the soil. When it does rain, it soaks in so you don't have to water as much.
Gotcha.
So that's number one.
Okay.
The second thing is you only use organic fertilizers.
Mm.
If we put down the same amount of nutrients using an artificial, it will take 5 or 6 times as much water for that plant. They require more water because they have to dilute the salt toxicity effects.
Oh, gosh.
So it's that. And the third one is make sure you put down some trace minerals, either in the spring or stuff every 4 or 5 years.
Tell everybody where they can find more information about your product and your company.
The best place is our website, naturewayresources.com. Lots of information out there.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Have a good one.
Thanks a ton, John. Great job. Great job. Diane Belanowski here is here to answer your gardening questions, 281-496-5711. And Mike, we got Mike on. Mike, hi. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I called last week about fire ants, and I really appreciate all y'all, your input.
Well, thanks,
everything.
Mike. Yeah.
This time, I'm asking about caterpillars. So caterpillars get into garden, you know, like tomatoes and stuff like that. What's the best way to work with those?
So many routes.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of caterpillars. A lot of caterpillars that affect fruit trees and veggie gardens are actually moths, and they can do a pretty good amount of damage. And the worst one probably is the tomato hornworm. And if you've never seen it before, look it up, because it's a really crazy looking. It looks pretty ominous. It's got a little barb on the back, and yeah. Although they're not true eyes, they have little eye spots on the side, and they can really get enormous. And the funny thing about them is sometimes they're so big that you don't see them. So the thing with those is usually they can really decimate your tomato plants in the night. Sometimes, though, if you look really closely during the day, and that's what I recommend people do. I think a lot of people go into their gardens and they, even when they're watering, you know, from a distance, and they're not really getting up close looking at their plants. So I try to do a walkthrough every day and just kind of look up close and see what's going on. And then you can kind of get ahead of the problems.
Okay.
So, you know, the caterpillars will do a lot of damage. You can use BT on the plants. You can also use a product called Captain Jack's for tomato hornworms. But really, I find the best way is to pick them off, or if you see them, knock them into, you know, soapy water. Do you have any other tips on that, Danny? There's also stink bugs. Those can be a big issue.
You know, this year, the some kind of army worm has been really brutal. It looks like fall armyworms, but obviously it's not fall. But it's been a big like tomato crop ruiner because they'll eat the leaves, but then they'll burrow in the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomato hornworms, they kind of come in when the tomato's already done and eat the tops, and you see sticks sticking out. But one thing to do if your kind of tomatoes are getting pretty big is when you have real dense tomatoes, the like red wasps and other predatory wasps can't police the area. They love eating caterpillars. And so if you can just kind of open up, especially the inside, like leave a canopy – but open up. You don't need a bunch of tomato leaves in the middle of your plant anymore. So you can kind of just get your clippers out. You know, tomato cuts real easy. And be careful you don't cut off a branch that's got tomatoes on it. But cut off most of the leaves that are in the interior of the plant. And actually, the caterpillars in there will just kind of vanish because you know you'll have wasps doing some patrolling and some hunting. And that's a lot. Yeah, it works really really well. I probably lost maybe like 5% of my crop this spring because I had the worst kind of worm infestation I'd ever had. And I almost sprayed Monterey BT, but I decided just to try this first, and I just really cleaned off all the leaves in the middle, and sure enough, started seeing the wasps fly through there. They had already dealt with and defeated my cabbage loppers on kale and collards. And so, you know, it kind of ended up being this solution that helped me out. Because those worms were spreading to like peppers and to okra and stuff like that too. So that's my kind of tip that Diane didn't say is, you know, just you have wasps in your area and they're always policing your garden and they're gonna eat worms if they can find them.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry. I'm a new gardener. What is BT?
Do not apologize for being a new gardener, Mike. We're happy you started doing this. Diane, you know, let them know what BT is.
I probably can't pronounce the botanical name right now, but it is something safe that you can use on veggie plants. If you know, for me, if nothing else works, we carry the Monterey BT. You know, it's safe to use if you do need to on veggies. I don't know biologically how to describe it a little more than that.
Yeah,
but if I did have to use something, I'd probably go that route.
It's pretty cool.
Anything else?
It's pretty cool because.
So can I just go to a garden station and ask for BT, and they'll know what I'm talking about?
So Mike, Home Show Garden Pros is this kind of co-op of some of the just best garden centers in Houston: Buchanan's Native Plants, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Katy. Plants for All Seasons on 249, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and of course, Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And so if I can encourage you to go to one of those places, they're for sure going to have it. BT is a naturally occurring bacteria, and some plants actually grow it better than others do. They like breed it in the soil to protect themselves from caterpillars, but caterpillars can't digest it. So BT actually digests caterpillars from the inside out. Pretty creepy, really, if you think about it too closely. But that's what it is. It's a naturally occurring bacteria. We find it in our soils in Houston, so it's like straight up, you know, here already. But this just puts a dose on your leaf. And the caterpillars have to digest it or it doesn't work. So, you know, if it rains real hard after you put it out, you may have to apply again.
And the important thing is it doesn't affect earthworms or beneficial insects like bees. So that's a good thing. That's why it's considered safe.
Oh, very good. Very good. And just one last question. What's y'all favorite grass? I know we're kind of stuck with what we have, but if you had to pick a single grass that is the best for your lawn, what do you think that is?
For me, because I'm trying to get rid of grass in my backyard so it can be all garden, I think St. Augustine can be pretty when it's really lush. Zoysia, I think, is a good grass. So if I could change my grass, I would probably install Zoysia. What about you, Danny?
So, you know, it's funny because, you know, we can now – all things – as a new gardener, this is going to be one of those things that I really want you to remember going forward – but all plants are just subdivided into varieties. And there's a zoysia called Zorro zoysia that won like the international lawn competition for like 4 years straight recently. Having said that, kind of our kind of classic, what I think it's Raleigh, St. Augustine is so easy to grow. If you keep it pretty tall, it doesn't get stiff. It's easy to walk on. If you keep it 4 inches, you have almost no weeds, and it gets really deep roots, and so you don't have to water it very often. And so it's tough for me to get away from St. Augustine because I have so much success with it. But I at Herman Park, we took care of four different grass types, and the Zorro Zoysia was, like, really easy to maintain. So
awesome. Okay, great. Well, hey, man, I love y'all's show. Thank you so much for all the information.
Thanks a ton, Mike.
Have a great week.
281-496-5711. Want to say, you, the first thing you said to Mike, Diane, and we're going to kind of explore this when we get back, but I just want to kind of, is there just so many caterpillars? You know, there's just so many caterpillars. And
right.
All of them are food pretty much for birds. So something to keep in mind if you're like, put waging war on caterpillars, is that you're kind of killing the supply line of migrating birds. So we'll explore
that.
Yeah,
and I loved your tip, actually, because I've never thought of that before. And I think people are afraid to take leaves off plants, but I do it all the time. And in some cases, if you've got a bad infestation of something, I'll take that leaf off first before I, you know, take any further steps.
For sure. Yeah. That's, I mean, it great. That's a great thought. Okay. Awesome. More Home Show Garden Pros coming up after this quick break. 281-496-5711.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
One big gardening question that we've always got and always want you to be aware of is irrigation questions. So, and I always point people to Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Summertime, it's hot here. A lot of water gets evaporated. The plants are growing fast, so they're breathing out a lot of water, just like we do. Plants do that. It's called transpiration. And that data is actually collected for our area. And so Mike Ball uses latest technology that actually accesses data to know how much water needs. Can you imagine watering your plant only the water it needs and how much that would save you? No water going down the drain, no water floating off into the air, no more watering your neighbor's landscape, although, you know, good for you, way to be generous. But Mike Ball uses drip irrigation, waters the roots, uses smart controls, modern technology to make sure that their systems are custom water conserving systems, 30% more efficient. Pretty amazing. They do inspections. They retrofit and repair old systems. I recently saw some pictures of Mike Ball's landscaping, which is really what I want to kind of dive into. And these were some of the most beautiful pathways that I've ever seen. I was like, this is like expert botanic gardens, like museum, outdoor museum level pathways that Mike Ball can do. And, you know, everything, like I've been to a lot of like, you know, how to do it organic, how to do it better. And I always see Mike there. And so I know that they really care about sustainable installation, actually making your landscape sustainable. And that starts with design. And Mike is just this is a talented design team, sustainable designs, beautiful designs, natural designs. They love using natural stone, but they can do it all from irrigation to arbors, you know, to fire pits, outdoor kitchens, like all of it. They do it, and they do it really, really well and beautifully. So call Mike Ball with your vision. They will custom build your dream for less than you expect. Website, if you want to check them out, MikeBallIrrigation.com. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. We're kind of talking through some stuff. Going to explore caterpillars a little bit more and other wildlife life cycle stuff, but want to make sure that we don't leave you guys waiting when you call in. So, Leslie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Hi. Well, this is a general question. Diane, hopefully you or Danny can help me with it. Actually, I have two questions, if that's okay. The first one is, I have a water oak in my backyard that we planted when we built the house 20 years ago, and we'd put, you know, liriope around it. And now, of course, it's grown into a beautiful big tree. I love it. I go out and hug it. But the liriope that was planted there has, you know, as the tree has grown up, of course, you can see where the roots are, you know, the biggest roots are starting to split off. And the liriope has actually grown into the crevices between those, right at the base of the trunk. So my question is, is it going to damage the tree to take those out?
I don't think you need to worry about damaging the tree, especially since it's doing so well and is really healthy. I think the way in which you take it out is probably the most important. If you can, if you can take it out by hand, I think that would be ideal. Is it something, can you dig it out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can just take a spade and get in there. Sure.
Yeah, I don't see any issue with that. Do you, Danny?
I do not. Yeah. I do not.
Okay.
I mean, generally plants, root systems do work together, not exactly like they're symbiotic, right? But they will communicate. But there's really no massive oak roots at that point on the tree that are doing any sort of water collection or nutrient collection. That's all pretty far out on a big tree. And so, I don't think you can do much damage to the oak by taking that liriope off. And I think you should do it. It's going to encourage kind of moisture above the root zone, which is not the ideal situation.
Yeah, and I just didn't want to expose it to any kind of disease or bugs or anything. My second question is, and I've called in before, and I want to do a compost top dressing on my yard. The problem is, I'm too old and out of shape to do it myself, and I'm having trouble finding someone who's willing to just come out and do that. I know, as well as clean up some beds. I'm down in Fort Bend County. I'm in Missouri City. Are any of your pros, would you recommend I could call and just hire to come out and do that for me?
We do it, we do it at both Kingwood Garden Center and Warren's. Missouri City, Danny, who do you think, is there anyone close to that or any of our other, sponsors?
I know that Enchanted Forest will do some cleanup stuff. I'm sure on request they'll do some top dressing for you. You can ask that. Another company that I'd like to do it, and they're not sponsors on the show, but is called Green Pro. And that we kind of turn to them at Herman Park pretty often.
Green Pro?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, I'll check with Enchanted. You said Enchanted Forest?
Yeah. It's kind of down there, Richmond.
The first one? Yeah. I'm, there's always the gardens and the forest, and I get them mixed up, and then Green Pro. So not to be picky, but who would you call first? Who's would be more appropriate to call for?
Because you want to do some garden cleanup. And I think it's just like, if you go to myenchanted.com, if you're up in Kingwood, it'd be easy because Warren Southern Gardens has their own incredible compost and does a great job of this. But so since you're asking for garden cleanup, I'd hit up myenchanted.com and the Enchanted folks first.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
have
thank
a
you.
Great week.
It's a good question. I mean, compost top dressing is such an incredibly key thing to do. It's one of those like super fertilizers, like get to the next level with your lawn, water, health, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's super important. And, if you can, the core aeration, you can do every couple of years, but the compost top dressing, if you can do it twice a year, you'll see really great results for sure.
Absolutely. And I kind of do an approach where I do a little bit at a time in my lawn. It's like I'll do a quarter here and a quarter there. And, it makes it so it's a couple hours of work and not a lot more than that. So, and that includes unloading and delivery and stuff like that. So that's how I kind of approach it. But great question, Leslie. Thanks so much for that. And always encouraging people to compost top dressing. It really is one of those like unlock the next level sort of things. Not that this is a game that we're playing, but it's a good way to advance your skill level up. Okay, well, awesome. Diane Bolanowski here from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, and we're just chatting through some gardening stuff. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back and talk a little bit more about some summer veggie gardening.
outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your questions in just a few minutes. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. It's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. We have some great patio planters that are ready to go. If you don't feel like you have the time to put your own together, there's some great mixes for sun and shade. Also, the Rose of Sharon, also known as the Althea, are in full bloom and bud right now. It's a great time to plant them. It's a heat and cold tolerant hibiscus that blooms all through the summer. It's a must have. Tons of beautiful daylilies in bloom. Agapanthus, also known as Lily of the Nile. Tons of perennials that'll take the heat and attract butterflies for the summer. And a great selection of drift roses. We'll be open regular hours Saturday and Sunday. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. And now, back to Danny and Diane.
And we're back. All right, Home Show Garden Pros, Diane Bolanowski here. You know, it's a live radio show. We love talking to you guys. We've, you know, already talked to a couple people. I mean, every time Diane kind of talks, I take notes, but it's really great. So 281-496-5711 is how we kind of connect with you, which we love doing. 281-496-5711. And Diane and I both know that there's a lot of beginner gardeners out there. And you, a lot of y'all are beginners, but most of y'all are experienced gardeners. You've done some more. And it really is like a great thing to encourage people to learn how to do gardening well. It's not just buy a bag of, you know, cheap soil, dump it out, and your plants are going to thrive. You know what I mean? Like, nature does a lot of stuff to kind of help the process happen. I think one of the things that we think nature does bad is throw caterpillars at our gardens. But caterpillars, a lot of times, you know, they're part of the wildlife cycle. There's a lot of them that turn into butterflies that people want to encourage. But birds generally eat caterpillars. And so if you can encourage birds in your area, you might see some beautiful birds also. But what are some ways that people can encourage birds in their backyards?
Yeah, so I moved into a new house almost a year ago, and it's really exciting to me because there are so many wonderful birds. Mm. And my neighbors around me are birders, so they're encouraging birds into their garden. And at first I thought, I'm a butterfly gardener, so I don't know if I'm going to love this. But, you know, you just sometimes have to let nature do what it does. And right. So you can encourage birds. One, you talked about a little while ago, by having bird baths, bird houses. Birds, you know, they like to make nests. I actually have a Carolina wren that comes, and I never experienced this before. It's the neatest thing. They make like a little puff ball. I thought it was a baby owl, but it's actually a Carolina wren, and he roosts just outside my door in the overhang. You know, what you said about just kind of encouraging all things, because the birds, yeah, they do eat the caterpillars, but they'll eat some caterpillars that are undesirable in my garden, you know, such as the hornworms and some other other ones. Also, dragonflies are wonderful. Mm. There's so many dragonflies. And yes, I know they're eating some of my butterfly eggs. Actually, they just wait there sometimes for the butterflies to lay them. But, you know, that's part of nature. So I don't really do anything to discourage that. The wasps too, I don't like the wasps around my butterfly host plants, because, they like to steal caterpillars.
Right.
But you know, if they're hovering more in the veggie garden and doing the work there, that can be a good thing. So, you know, having a water source is a good thing. You know, having a bird bath, hummingbird feeders. Hummingbirds, of course, don't do any damage really to any plants,
right.
Other than they're just delightful to, you know, to watch. But so also encourage hummingbirds to your garden. But, you know, I think sometimes you just have to weigh. With destructive caterpillars, many moth caterpillars can do a lot of damage. And I'm not just saying that because I love butterflies. Butterfly caterpillars, it's important to know what it is, what is hosting on your plant.
Absolutely.
Because a butterfly caterpillar, such as in the case of citrus, they may eat 2-3 whole leaves their entire cycle.
Right.
And is that really a terrible thing? It's not hurting your fruit. It's not hurting your tree. But sometimes a moth caterpillar can, you know, really decimate a plant. It also matters, you know, how many. So kind of weigh those things. But one thing I encourage, if you see a caterpillar on your plant, just Google it. Caterpillars, they host on specific plants. So if you put, you know, caterpillar is eating my passion vine, if you Google that, it's going to tell you that that's a very beautiful butterfly caterpillar. And you'll know, then you can make your judgment then, you know, do you want to do something about it or do you want to let them eat some leaves and share the plant? So I would encourage that.
That's awesome. And I, you know, just to kind of throw on there, if you're trying to protect caterpillars or you're seeing a caterpillar pest, do know that in your oak tree, on your elm tree, pine tree, there's like hundreds of caterpillars up there that you can't see. And that's not to scare you. That's to let you know that like the predator system is going at all times. And if you're trying to protect your monarchs, know that there is other food that, you know, those predators can go after out there. And so it's a big system that we're participating in when we garden. I'm a big system in nature. And so any ways we can access that for our benefit without disrupting it ends up being a really kind of a win-win scenario. So thanks, Diane. That's great information. Just great. So 281-496-5711. We are going to explore a little bit of some of the plants we should be choosing now for the veggie garden after this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Arbor True Tree Service, science-based tree care. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
The nice man is right, 281-496-5711. Have Diane Bolanowski on now from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens around in Kingwood. Beautiful, two great spots. Diane, hello.
Hey. Yeah. So now is the time for Texas Tough Plants, kind of like we talked about
yes.
at the beginning.
TTTP.
Yes, yes. Or flame-proof plants.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We just got gingers in, and ooh. I'm always so excited for gingers. Although this year the selection is a lot less because of COVID. We couldn't get all of our some of the nurseries that grow them. Couldn't get, you know, some of the things like curcuma and tulip gingers, but we still have really, really beautiful gingers, and I love them. I look forward to them every year. So that's a great thing that you can grow. They do well here. They do great in shady conditions, and there's a lot of neat varieties to choose from. So So gingers are wonderful, and there are many really fragrant gingers, and there's things like turmeric and cardamom, and those are, you know, all in the ginger family. So I always look forward to that. We also got in a lot of really of the tough plants that are, you know, pollinator attractors. So things like porterweed, we're seeing, you know, hummingbirds now, so you want to encourage hummingbirds. But things like, you know, old-fashioned pentas, which are the taller varieties of pentas, and of course, you know, I always had to mention the salvias. Salvias really, they can do no wrong. I mean, they bloom. In my garden, they pretty much a lot of salvias will bloom year-round, especially at least until after Christmas.
Right.
So, you know, they're so easy to take care of and, you know, super tough. And, you know, lantana, things like that, are all looking fantastic right now.
Yeah, even some of, like, you know, the shrubs that I know you love, like the showers of gold thyrallis, they're banging right now. The Lespedeasia, you taught me about that one.
We have some young plants, too, and I love that plant because even though it gets really big and it's beautiful, it'll bloom on a very small plant, too, and it's a really pretty, pretty bloom. And the thrallis is great. That's a tough plant. I've seen that plant grow in a ditch that holds, you know, lots of water, and I've seen it grow in a very dry condition. Mm. So there are some plants out there that kind of go both ways that will deal with, you know, lots of water, which some, you know we have sometimes, and then, you know, drought conditions. So, there's a lot of tough things. So don't stop gardening. Just, you know, change your gardening routines. I try to go out really, really early in the morning, or, you know, we have a lot of daylight now. So I'll go out, and I'm a night gardener. I had to be careful because sometimes I get carried away and there are snakes and stuff to worry about. But I'll garden until, you know, I really have to come in. So gardening, you know, later in the day, it's still going to be hot, but you know, you can get a lot done that way. So, and be careful if you're gardening, if you have no choice and you're gardening in the middle of the afternoon, you know, we're real careful at the garden center. Just really make sure you're hydrated.
The nice shade hat goes so far too, you know, just big shade hat, lots of water, you know. Yeah.
And it's great for your skin. Sweating is really good for your skin. So that's one benefit.
It must be why I look so young, because I've sweated a lot in my life being an outside person. So, well, that is awesome information. Those really are, I mean, that list of gingers is wonderful. And I recently planted some edible ginger. The little green one that smells real good, is that cardamom?
Yeah, maybe. It's not little.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of one that's like, well, anyway, it's real green leaf.
There's a false cardamom.
Maybe that's it. And then turmeric I'm also growing, which is really pretty. I didn't realize turmeric was such a gorgeous little plant.
It's really pretty, and it's super good for you. So,
I mean, I knew the kind of herb element of it, but then I didn't realize the plant itself was like, oh my gosh, like gorgeous. So it's like a wimpy sort of tulip ginger. Beautiful thing. Well, Diane, thanks so much, and always appreciate your expertise and having your knowledge on here.
So, well, thank you, Danny.
Great job. And everybody get up to Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center, beautiful spots, and they can really help you be the gardener you want to be.
So, yeah, have a great week, everyone.
You too. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. We've got the chance now to hear from Yard Geek, our very own Bob Patterson.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Bob's over there at Southwest Fertilizer, making miracles happen for the city of Houston.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to say. Yes, right. Yeah. I am ready.
Okay. Our question of the week for Bob is, and actually this is one I've dealt with a few times, but Don in the Galleria says, my lawnmower leaves swirls, like the blade is not level. Looked underneath, didn't find anything odd. The blade does look dull with some nicks. What should I do? What should Don do?
Well, I think Don has looked at that blade. I think he's diagnosed himself. That lawnmower blade is dull. It's kind of rounded, has nicks in it. It's been through a lot. It needs to be sharpened. It will leave swirl marks in your lawn because it's just not cutting anything. It's tearing the grass instead of cutting it.
Right.
So it's very important that he gets that lawnmower into a reputable lawnmower shop. I just happen to know one here at Southwest Fertilizer. But they can do a blade sharpening, and that'll make all the difference in the world. Make a good, crisp cut in that grass and take away those swirl marks, and your grass blades won't look like it's being torn. It's
right.
being cut.
Is this a health concern?
Yeah, sure. I mean, whenever we're stressing the grass, put under a lot of stress when we're tearing the grass. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it doesn't look good, number one. You can see it on top, but hopefully the idea is to get a good crisp cut on that, and then that's better for everything. And but a lawnmower, you need to sharpen your blade on your lawnmower definitely once a year, but as much as we mow our grass here, maybe twice
right.
a year.
Well, that's not. So Don and I need to bring in our lawnmowers for sharpening.
We're here for you. And friends, if you need anything from us or if you have any questions about your lawn and garden, please feel free to take a picture of it or just come in and see us. We got Yard Geeks on staff here at Southwest Fertilizer, or feel free to email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.